I'm Susan Allen in for Bob Larson, who's on assignment in Kansas City. For today's MarketLine report, we've got a shakeup within the grain trading industry. According to the Wall Street Journal late last week, two of the top grain trading companies, Archer Daniels Midland and Bunge Limited, announced millions of dollars in cuts and major restructuring. Attributed to shifting global markets, the fact farmers are storing, not selling grains, a global crop glut, and U.S. crops' lack of competitiveness are some of the reasons Bunge is making $250 million in cuts and eliminating 150 jobs. Bunge Chief Executive Soren Schroeder called it a humbling year for grain traders. ADM, also citing the need to get leaner, announced $200 million in cuts impacting both its crop trading and shipping arm. On the cattle front, it's rosier. Here's USDA's Greg Sanders with a recap of last week's cattle on feed.
Last week's cattle on feed report, United States cattle on feed were up 5%. Placements in feedlots during September were 13% above 2016, and marketings of fed cattle were 3% above 2016. National Carlot Beef Report, boxed beef cutout values sharply higher on choice and weak on select. On moderate to good demand and offering, select and choice chuck cuts weak while round cuts were steady. Choice rib and loin cuts firmed to higher while select cuts were stayed weak. Beef trimmings were sharply higher on good demand and light offering.
Thank you, Greg, and Bob Larson will be back tomorrow with your MarketLine report. And that's your MarketLine report on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Susan Allen.